When your home enters the market, there are actives for sale and then under contracts pending properties. When we see that there's, let's say, two actives and 10 pendings, the brokerage fee is a little bit lower because the pent-up demand of buyers is so high that you don't need a lot of expertise to create that foot traffic. You just need access to the MLS. But there are times where the buyer inventory and the seller inventory is a little bit out of whack. There's too many sellers, too few buyers. Well, in those cases, there's a lot more work that needs to be done on the part of the listing agent. And our brokerage fee generally starts at 5%. We've actually had it could be 6%. It's all a conversation with you. However, the Smart PR program, which goes, it's beyond the MLS. There is the MLS feeds everything to online, digital marketing, things like that. And sometimes that's enough when you have more buyers under contract than sellers available. Sometimes that's all you need is access to the MLS. But when you're finding the market isn't as hot, isn't as healthy, there's going to be more time involved by the listing agent to accomplish the project. What Smart PR does, it reaches beyond the MLS. Again, 3.7 generally is enough. However, when we need to find the agent with the buyer, there's lots of campaigns. There's find the buyer and find the agent with the buyer. And that's what Smart PR is all about, where we look for what's called spin-off buyers, move-up buyers, other agents who have buyers right now in the area, relocation buyers, track record agents who have buyers. In any case, if indeed we're going to go with a brokerage fee like this, which is your choice, we will walk you through what Smart PR is and how it reaches far beyond the MLS. Because when you start seeing properties not moving that quickly, what you're going to notice on our report is the failure rate of listings is much higher. Generally, in non-hot markets, 3 of every 10 listings just don't sell. Most sellers think, well, everything around me sells. Well, they just don't know which of those properties failed. Every realtor has those reports. It's just a matter of do they choose to give them to you. So if we're looking at your quadrant, and the success rate should be at least 70%. The failure rate should be no greater than 30. But we've seen it where the success rate was only 45%. And the failure rate is 55%, which means every other house is not selling. But again, you'll know this. This will not be, we're just saying it. You'll see the data. We'll go over it with you. Those are not favorable conditions. And the longer you hold that asset, potentially, you're going to keep receiving very, very low, very poor appreciation rates, or none at all. You could be looking at depreciation. So in any case, we'll walk through that in the data. There's reason on occasion for the brokerage fee to be higher. It's all in writing. You would agree to it or not agree. And maybe the 3.7 program is fine. But the 5 or 6% program, which we would give you an option on, if your market is not on fire, not really healthy, it's just something to consider. You stick with the other program if you want to. We just want to make sure that you have tiered options that are appropriate to your marketplace and your goals. Thank you.